Hey, everybody. Welcome to Three Fat Truckers, episode 108, released on July 13th, 2025. Hit us up on the socials. We're everywhere. Facebook, X, TikTok, Instagram, dadgum. Anywhere we're not, let us know. And if we agree with you, then we might just make a presence there. Email the show, show@3ftpodcast.org. Dadgum, we love hearing from you. Real quick, though, that show@3ftpodcast.org email address is going to be going away in the near future. We're going to be switching over to 3ftpodcast@gmail.com. Not a big deal, but it's costing us a little bit of money that I really don't want to spend to keep that other email address. So just to let everybody know, in the future, in fact, you could start using that email address now, and that would be just fine. We're your hosts. I'm Bill. Joining me, as always, are my two fantastic co-hosts, Dave and Steve. How's it going, guys?
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Bill, you took forever to get to us. People don't need to know all that shit.
They know. They need to know everything.
They don't need to know
nothing. A well-informed individual. People need to be well-informed.
Well-informed. And now we walk through life blindfolded. Come on.
No, you've walked through life blindfolded.
It works well. You ought to give it a shot.
I prefer to be in full possession of the facts.
Watch that hole. Damn, I hate that when he's at me. Hey, this is your old buddy Dave here, stirring up shit like always. That's my job. That's what I live for. And I'm kicking it down to the bottom of the screen where I'm sitting on top of Steve.
Now, on my screen, you're not that way. But hey, everybody, it's Steve. Enjoy the show. Enjoy the show.
Tell me what to do. You ain't the damn boss of me.
I'm on top of all both of you right now. So that's a lot of weight to be smashing you two down.
You keep mouthing off. We'll crush you, little butt.
I'm trying to add another person, so I'm trying to eat it.
So
I can get bigger.
Eat it.
I think Dave, you was at a
Weird Al.
Yeah,
you were at a truck show today, Dave, weren't you? Well, how'd that go?
No, I went to the fair today.
What did you eat at the fair today? I know you ate something. You skinny.
Did you eat something on a stick?
Actually, none of the stick stuff was there and ready to go when I was ready to go. So no,
she kept she kept moving every time.
She kept telling him no.
No, I had a jalapeno on a stick.
Oh man,
stealing that from somebody. Yes, today I was at the show in Shine.
He's got to look it up.
That's right. I'm getting it right. I'm not messing these people up. They treated me like God today. This was a awesome, awesome, fun day I had.
Good deal.
It is called the Show in Shine 225 Taylor Link Memorial Truck Show, and it's at the Kosciuszko County Fairgrounds in Warsaw, Indiana. And we had probably about 50 trucks there. And a wonderful bunch of people, and the fair is going on. So there was tons of things going on for the day. And what beautiful weather we had. It was supposed to rain around after 3, but I think everybody got out of there. And I'm going to be shooting videos and shorts and everything of all the truck show. I kind of wish I had my buddy Steve there, because he brings his little flying camera around and takes all the good sky views. And he could have flew it right over top of the lake, because the fairground is on the lake.
I thought you said
you were
going to piddle around and get yours out.
Well, I know, but I didn't. I didn't get home soon enough Friday. This stupid truck driving job keeps getting in the way of my podcast.
Well, first next month, and we're going to be up at Fort Wayne there at the International Harvester.
And I talked to most of these guys, and they're coming to that
show.
Too. Yeah, I want some good
aerial up there at that one.
Yeah, I want the whole complex of where they used to build them harvester corn binders, and I think that would be some good stuff we can tie in. So.
I hear you. Well, hey, I see you got some stuff sitting there in front of you for people that's watching us on the YouTube and stuff. You got some Clean Fire. You got some Three Fat Truckers barbecue sauce.
You can see that.
I forwarded a lady to you, ladies. Question, where can she get the barbecue sauce? Did you get that one I sent to you?
By the way, when she got home today and parked in her carport, there was a bottle of it on her on her little stoop outside her door. Yes.
I wasn't sure if somebody we had to ship to or
no, we hand delivered that one this morning on our way to Warsaw. So yes, we hooked her up. So
well, I seen that on there. I was like, well, I better forward this to you.
And just for future reference, guys, we are going to announce and have here three Fat Trucker barbecue rub. I got the sample package yesterday in the mail. We're testing it. And then when I give them the okay, they will bottle and box it. And
I am barbecuing tomorrow, Dave. I got two slabs of ribs and a 15-pound pork butt.
Well, I wish I had my rub. I'd send you some down so you could try it out and put your little
As I'm rubbing it, I'll think of you.
Rub it.
That'll be the closest it's going to get.
Nothing better than rubbing your butts and pulling your pork. I have a good weekend when I get to do that.
We got friend of the show, Chunky Monkey, in the comments there. Oh, yeah, we're streaming live.
Yeah, I'm still on the Pride and Shine. It was a good show. Guys, if you got your trucks, you want to bring it up. This is working class trucks with some old stuff. I met an 85-year-old guy that was telling me, back in 1955, and I'm going, how old are you? He goes, well, I was 16 then, and I was driving dump truck, and they didn't care if you had a license. It was a fun interview.
Well, if you're in Chicago, they don't care right now either.
Well, yeah, that's true too. But in Texas and Oklahoma,
I'm sort of curious.
They're starting to care.
I'm sort of curious. Can you drive through Chicago now with no traffic because they got rid of all the foreign people that didn't speak English?
I don't know.
Because that was all that. I mean, all the dump trailers up there that run through there. I mean,
yeah. Oh, look at
there
this.
Wasn't nobody spoke
Bill,
English.
Bill's indulging already.
Indulging. Yes.
He got him an IBC root beer there.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. IBC root beer.
IBC.
Gosh sakes, where's them at? I can't. I never see those in the store.
IBC root beer and IBC cream soda.
Yeah, well, that's good stuff.
I hate to break the news to you guys, but we left the truck show and I run to this little hot dog stand called.
Don't
Casey's.
Lie, you did not run.
Okay, I
run
drove.
Hell.
And he drove.
And I pulled in there and I ordered me two Spanish dogs and a large root beer. And we flirted with her so much, I give her a bottle of barbecue sauce because today is her grandpa's birthday. And they're going to his house and he has a big smoker and he made ribs for everybody tonight. And my shirt still smells like Coney dogs. And root beer. Awesome.
The only problem with that is I always got to get a second root beer because the first one's never.
She give us free. She give us free refills. I'm not supposed to say nothing. She come out and give us filled our cup up and then come back and said, "Hey, you want a refill?" Well, heck yeah. Y'all, you tossed me with the thing of barbecue sauce, but she was funny. She was good. So free refills at the drive-in, breaking all the rules. So how was your week, Steve? What did you do this week? I know what Bill did. I work with him.
Fought the heat. About had a heart attack today. In the heat.
Yeah. I
overheated, about passed out a couple times doing some stuff. Yeah, got back in air conditioning and said, screw it. I ain't doing nothing the rest of the day. Wait till the show.
It's always easier to whack off in the air conditioning. You don't get over.
I found out that I'm getting at the age I wasn't sure what age it was, but I remember my dad. My dad, he passed early, okay, like 54, and I'm a little older than that now.
Mm-hmm.
But when I look at people that pay people to do stuff for them now, to change your brakes instead of doing it yourself, to mow your yard instead of do it yourself, to weed eat your yard. Just all the stuff you normally used to do at a younger age. I'm at the age now where I don't want to do it. I can do it in my mind, but once I get at it, it's like, oh my God, what am I doing? I can hire this done.
Well, the reason you and I and Bill, we used to do all that work, you know, remodel your house, put brakes on your car,
and I still
because we were
that.
Stinking poor, and you had to learn how to do this stuff. There wasn't call a mechanic.
Like the house stuff, I enjoy doing that
stuff. Well, so did I.
But I figured out my knees and back and shoulders won't let me do some of the stuff I used to be able to do.
Getting down on the ground and getting back up.
Oh, my God. You make the dad sounds. Ugh, get out of the chair. No.
I can get down. I just don't. And once I'm down, I'll stay down. You just leave me down there. I'll do all the work.
Well, I seen you down there at Matt's laying on the floor, and we had to get you up later.
I don't break laws anymore. And the laws of gravity is due downs. I don't do ups. I only do downs.
It's funny how that works. Laws ain't got nothing. None of them laws say anything about going up.
No, well, all down. When I was talking about doing stuff myself here, you know, a while back here, I put like brakes. I put brakes on my pickup. Oh, my God. A 40-minute deal turned into a 10-hour ordeal because.
How many trips to the auto parts?
Just once. It was having the tools and a torch and all the stuff I don't have. The rotors are like pressed on from the factory, and I had to figure out a trick to get them off. But
that's so, a big hammer.
A 30-40 minute. Oh no! And I had a big hammer. I thought I was gonna break the cast iron, just beat them off in pieces.
Was it one of the ones that's got the studs in the rotor itself?
Was it your dually or your pickup?
No, my Dodge. It's just it was four-wheel disc, and the disc, the center ring where the rotor goes on, it's pressed onto that.
Mm.
You got to take a bolt and a nut in the back side and push it off.
Lovely.
And it was just a pain in the butt. But anyways,
and the best part about it,
a 30-40 minute brake job took 10 hours.
And you know what the worst sound you heard doing that with him going... After swinging that sledgehammer for 20 minutes,
it was all the colorful phrases I was using outside, and the people that were around me that were like,
"Well, the best thing is, old Bill was riding on clouds today.
Clouds,
yeah, he stepped
you
it
have
up.
One of them new."
I think he's talking about my new tires I got.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, let me go ahead and plug that place.
I thought you puffed up them new underwear.
Well, you don't need to plug it. Just tell us your experience.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we've got a locally owned and ran place in Fort Wayne called Pontiac Tire. And let me just say, if you need tires for your vehicle, no matter what vehicle it is, these are the folks to go to. They're about as old school as it gets, man. He did it out in the parking lot with
four
hand
jacks. Jack stands and knocks
it out.
That's
like they do in Texas, man, like four Mexicans.
Yeah.
I kept airing a tire up all the way to Texas to get it fixed there because the guy treats me so good.
No, $750 for some 255-55-20s. So
that's on your pickup?
Yeah.
That's oddball.
Or 275-55-20s.
It's probably 285.
I don't think so.
Either
but anyway,
65 or 285 usually. They're not a lot of. They always keep the numbers odd and even. So
yeah.
Okay. Well,
so probably 265.
So how much was it?
He just said $750 for all four tires, which
that ain't bad.
No, not at all.
I new ones on my Dodge, but they're big. They're 35, 12, 50, 20s, a lot bigger and wider, and they was only $900.
That's not bad either, because Tire Rack
for mine.
Yeah, everything on TireRack.com was $1,200, $1,300, $1,400.
eBay.
Yeah, I wanted to go.
There's a tire store on there called Parrish Tire, and it's not Parrish in Fort Wayne, and they got about the best prices.
Isn't that a leasing
everything.
Company?
Well,
they got a trucking company too. Yeah,
depends where you're at.
Well, you could go to little town up there, Spencerville, to the Nazi Tire.
Oh,
him? We had one of them back in the day. So
Bill's tooling around on.
My God, yeah.
Have you burned a little rubber? Got him squawking on the road yet?
No, I'm babying these. My God, this is my third set of tires on this truck. I think I've had this thing long enough.
How many miles did you get out of the last ones? Or you don't know.
I don't know how. I'd have to go look. I'm sure I've got it written down.
I don't think it was miles.
It was years.
Yeah, it was like 7 years.
Well, yeah, because you're short distance back.
Yeah,
he's a dry rod first, probably.
Yeah, he's maybe a quarter of a mile to work if he drives the long way by the tracks.
If I got to go around a train stuck on the track, then yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that is in stark contrast to my earlier life when I was paying child support and having to do the old kid swap, you know, every other weekend. That was when I was putting serious miles on a vehicle, but that was 1,000 years ago.
Well, I just looked, and remind you, mind you, I got more than one vehicle.
Do you really?
On Facebook, it showed showed the memory thing, and it showed where I put on my pickup, my Dodge, that I was complaining about that I just turned 100,000 on it. Okay. How many miles do you think I got on it in a year?
100,000 being down there, you're probably about 140 now.
No. Be realistic. 15,000 in a year just on that one.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, you got multi-vehicle. I thought you was talking about that. You know, yeah. How many miles did you have on that stupid little Beetle when I met you? You were driving around.
On my little red Beetle? That was like new. It didn't have a whole lot of miles on it. It had 20,000 on it.
What was that?
Lincoln? My Mini Cooper?
Your Lincoln
Continental. My Lincoln. I've been looking for another one.
I know you like that one.
I want to sell, get rid of my dually and get me another Lincoln is what I want to get. I've been looking and looking and looking, and I just ain't found one.
You seem to come in on that.
Oh, that was my Pitmobile.
Man, I got back this week. Nice. See, Bill's truck's white. He don't notice it, but I rolled back this week, and there's 3.5 pounds of white salt or stone.
Oh, it's
dust
on my.
Me.
It's on. My
I know,
windshield.
But yours, you yeah. can't see it.
I took it to Mike's car wash last weekend, and man, oh man,
new tires and Mike's car wash.
When I was there, and I haven't been there for almost 4 years now.
Has it been that long?
We're going to pave the rest of this back here, boys.
He slowly does a little bit every year. He's got behind the shop all done now.
Oh, yeah. Well, that doesn't do nothing for the trucks, the dust on your pickup.
Well, no, but the next.
When I started there, the whole thing was gravel.
Yeah, the next they're going to do is where the car is parked, I heard. So.
Yeah. That would be nice.
So, but no.
Yeah, it's almost 4 years, I think.
I want to round back where all the trucks drive and kick up all the dust. I mean,
I need to come back and get an office job like the rest of everybody else is doing.
Oh, you can.
There's three times the number of people in that office as there was when you left.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
know
what they do, but.
They don't know what they do probably either.
Well, I know. Yeah, they do because Beth don't work there no more. She just stops in now and then.
You say that, but I see her about, I don't know.
She's watching the camera in Bill's truck. She's on her honey.
Bill. You show up in that place maybe 3 times a week.
That's true.
And the 3 times a week, you might see her car sitting there. But I'm telling you,
I saw Brett parked there yesterday.
I just talked to her last Friday.
You mean he shows up for work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has to now. Yeah. Shane quit.
Yeah, Shane quit. So he's.
Yeah.
And then they hired an Omni dispatcher to do Sentinel stuff and then left Bruce on the Omni stuff, which made no sense to me, but not my job. Oh, by the way, Lewis Salvage bought a new tin trailer. They were at the truck show today, and he bought a new roll-off truck, and he was there. And he goes, what, you couldn't get Brett to get you any trucks down here for the truck show? I go, yeah, that would require me to have to do another vehicle. I'm not dragging one down here, but I'll get on Kim about it.
I'm already busy.
Yeah, I'm already got my plate full. So
where'd your boys go this week?
Where did I go? Where'd I go,
Texas.
Dave? Yeah, he went to Texas.
No, you went to Texas.
Not this week, I didn't. I went to South Carolina and...
I did go to Texas, yeah.
Where'd I go before South Carolina? I went somewhere else before South Carolina. Oh, I did those mats up into Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're almost to the point about putting your name and stuff in your underwear now, Bill.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing I'm the only man in the house wearing
mittens. That's why mine's on my shirt. There's a reason.
What's your name? Host.
Yeah, right there. There it is.
Hostess.
That's hostess right. With the mostest.
Like a little Debbie cake.
That's exactly right.
Speaking of that.
Little Debbie?
Did you know that they came out with Nutty Buddy cakes that look like a little Twinkie?
Yes. They sell them on the TikTok shop.
Holy
Bill
smoly.
Is addicted to the TikTok shop.
Never been on it.
Yeah, well.
Won't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Amazon's bad enough.
Well, the TikTok shop's gotten pretty good. I got to admit that at first I didn't like it because it wasn't quite as reliable, like for tracking.
Well,
and
you know, there was always the ones Temu that everybody all the great deals, but then you never got your stuff that you ordered and paid for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's another one now that I see, and I checked a bunch of reviews. It's called Alibaba.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alibaba's been around.
And they got, they'll have, You look on one site and something will be $1,000. You look on their site, it's $200.
Yeah.
Do you actually think you're going to get it?
No.
No.
But see, that's why you got to pay through somebody so you can get your money back. That's why anybody
you use PayPal. Like,
I use PayPal. Yeah.
Oh, that's
because PayPal, if you don't get it, and it tells you on there, if you do not receive it such and such day, we take the funds back. They don't pay them until you get it now. That's how they're doing it. So
AliExpress is another.
Really cheap.
By the way, our backdrop. Yeah,
that was the other one I was thinking of.
Our backdrop this year at Matt's call came from a TikTok store. That framework that you put together and hung everything.
That's right. You did get that from the TikTok shop.
Store. Yep.
So we're taking this seriously, okay?
Yeah. Well, it was still like $140, but it was cheaper than everybody else.
When you think of something like that, and if you'd have went to like a proper place,
all you have to do is mention it with your phone around, and you'll get an ad for it.
Yeah, betcha.
You wouldn't believe the amount of sticker ads I'm getting because I'm trying to get labeling ads.
I'm getting them too, Dave. Thanks.
Well, I'm glad.
And it looks like the exact ones you ordered.
Yeah.
If I'm talking to Dave about something and Dave talks about something, I'll start getting ads for that.
Yeah. Well, I need to even name me a penis ring for my penis.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Your ad tomorrow.
You're making jokes, but now I get the underwear strap that's got the little loop hanging from it, and there's a cock ring hanging from that loop.
Well, that's because you got them ball sack underwear. What do you
do? Hey.
And he's mad because it's the wrong size.
The internet is quite aware of how happy I am with these ball sack underwear, and I don't mind telling you. Oh, why don't we go ahead and take a break, folks? When we come back, we got a couple of news stories.
We're going to do the news.
All the news that is news.
That's right. I'm doing the news today.
And we're going to be the fools reading the news.
We're doing a new version of the news.
Yeah, Dave's going to do it. This will be good. You ain't going to want to miss it. We'll be right back, folks.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And we're back.
Hey, all there's right. This guy that came home with a bouquet of flowers for his wife.
Yeah.
And so, as soon as he walks in, she goes, "I suppose I'll have to spread my legs now," she says. He says, "Why? Don't you have a vase?"
God, what the fuck is that?
Oh, I got a bunch more, trust me.
Well, how about we go
I've been through. Looking some up.
How about we do the news?
All the news that is
the news.
All right, here we go, guys.
Turnpike Service Plaza in Stroud closed until fall as crews build more truck parking. By Ashley, the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority OTA is asking
you cheating ass for the long-term
closure of a service plaza. Starting at 8 a.m. on July 15, the westbound I-44 Turner Turnpike Service Plaza at mile marker 179 in Stroud will close until fall 2025 for construction. The closure will allow for quicker construction on expanded overnight truck parking and new facilities for the Love's Travel Stop and McDonald's, the OTA said. Commercial truck parking has been closed for construction at this location since late February 2025. When that closure was announced, the OTA said that truck parking would not reopen at the Stroud Service Plaza until early 2026. Officials are advising truckers to seek alternate food and fueling during the service plaza closure. Once this closure takes effect, motorists and particularly those in the trucking industry are asked to plan ahead for fuel, food, and restroom stops along westbound Interstate 44 Turner Turnpike. Ramps to the communities of Hayburn, Kellyville, Bristow, Stroud, Chandler, and Wellston remain open for those needing to access fuel. However, commercial motor vehicle drivers are advised to fuel up ahead of entering westbound Turner Turnpike, as truck-accessible fueling stations are limited between Tulsa and Oklahoma City. Commercial trucks should locate alternative overnight parking locations.
And there's the news for you on this date.
I like that guy's voice. It's pretty good. You get him to read mine?
Well, I don't know. This is CDL Life. And if you have the app, they have a new option here. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to mess with the guys.
Well, the thing about using that AI is you can't interrupt them the way.
Oh, yeah. I heard
no,
you yell
no, no,
at
no,
me.
No. Like, yes, cheating. You can. Yes, yeah. You can. Because remember when we did it the other day, Dave, when we talked, it stopped.
Oh, and yeah.
We could talk over top of it.
Right.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
There goes that idea then. Okay. It's useless to me.
Well, it was funny either way. He got all the spelling right. I didn't even mess up on one word.
I've not seen this place in a long time, but yeah, I do remember going through there a lot back in my over the road days.
Well, once you leave Joplin until you get to Tulsa, there's not a lot of spots. That's why they're telling you to plan either stay in Joplin or, you know.
So you actually need to read English to know about this.
And by the way, this is on our show notes, guys. You can go find the whole story just as you heard it and the picture that we're all looking at of the truck plaza here. And they're going to update it and put actually a new Mickey D's in there with something else. So
how about something besides McDonald's?
Yeah. Well,
I'm just saying.
They got the fat wallet. They can write the check. Now, I got a curious. Do they own the property? Because that's one of the big thing about franchises. McDonald's owns the property.
So they got Oklahoma, the Indians own everything. You ain't getting a whole lot.
You ain't getting a lot. So,
I feel like the highway department would probably own that, anything in between those lanes.
But I remember that. That reminds me of the one there in Kentucky, too, right past 69 there on the Kentucky Parkway. It's got the pilot in the middle, you know.
Yeah.
It used to be a
just it's a Hux
regular.
Now, though.
Yeah, it's a Hux pilot.
Yeah.
And then you got they're off of 40. You got the rest park in the middle. And there's one down there, like when we go to Tarboro, and there's someplace down there that has a service plaza in the middle of the highway.
Oh, the West Virginia Turnpike there.
Oh, that one you just literally get off. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, both sides go to the same thing. Yeah.
It's done now. It's open. They redid it and made it bigger and better and newer.
We'll be over there by it because that's where the West right over there.
Actually,
shows that we're going to.
We're not going quite that far south, but I looked it up the other day. Yeah, it's right over where I go four wheeling too. Not far.
Yeah.
So
what do you got this week, Steve?
Well, I sort of figured the girl would chime in on this the way she is with dogs and stuff.
She is. Yeah.
But she's not here today, so we'll move right on here. Furry companions on the road with you. Well, we've all passed a semi going down the road or seen one stopped at a light or parked in a truck stop and looked up and had two eyes and a ball of fur looking back at you. Drivers had pets riding with them since the dawn of time, I believe. Being gone those long weeks, months, and even those living on the road, it was always nice to have a furry companion with you. They broke up those times you missed your family, and they rely on you as you do them. It's like having a kid with you, stopping them for pee breaks, feeding them, walking them, and you. It was always an eventful trip, to say the least. We'll talk about your thoughts and the guys and the girl on this topic. I got some pictures here. Pretty much the original pet in your truck.
Fred?
Was old Snowman with Fred there.
Fred?
The old Basset Hound.
Fred ain't got time for this shit. Get back in the truck.
And then we had BJ and the bear.
Stinking monkey.
Chimpanzee. There's some other pictures on here. Everybody got some dogs. One boy's got a potbelly pig sitting on his lap.
Oh, I thought that was his girlfriend.
Well, I've seen the videos before where the guy gets out the stairs like you would for a camper, and he's got three potbelly pigs. He's walking on a leash, and they all walk up the stairs back into the truck.
Yeah.
So, well, and then there's a few cats and stuff.
See, I would rather have a cat because I'd rather have a litter box down there because me and it ain't on the same pee schedule.
No,
I gotta go every 25 miles.
The thing I gotta find it here. I think it's right here where it says, I can't find it now. Damn it. Something about, you know what we need?
Take your shoes off. You can turn your toe.
You know what we need?
What do we need?
A box of shit in the house. Let's get a cat.
A box of shit in the house. Let's get a cat.
I mean, that's, I know.
Well, they make these fancy little.
I'm sorry. Houses. I like cats. They're fine. But I don't care who you are. If you have a cat and I walk in your house, I'm going to know you have a cat.
Yes. Thank you.
There is no getting around the smell of a cat and having a shit box in your house.
Well,
I don't care what you do.
If you walk into my house right now, it's going to smell like a chili dog. And then when I smoke, you walk in my house, it smells like smoke. Go to my stepmom's.
But there are some truck stops that are catering. Like, I got a picture on here, the dog park at the Loves. They're, you know, making spots for people, for the drivers with their dogs and stuff.
I got a question and, about that.
Do you here's a link pickup? in the real quick, a link. I just put it in the for everybody in the live stream. Everybody else, there'll be a link on the show description.
Oh, so they can go check, see what
so
we're
they can go
about.
See what we're pictures. Looking at. I just put it on the website. I
should
have done that.
There's one lady here got a parrot, and I can remember guys having birds in their trucks and stuff too. But then there's one that has a dog and a cat. So
that's a sick individual.
Hey.
Like I said, I remember, I told you guys earlier, I remember Ormsby Trucking would give the drivers they had that were out of El Paso that came across the border, it'd be a husband and wife in their 30s, and they'd have four kids from 10 years old down to a baby on her tit, and then they had a Great Dane, a German Shepherd, and three cats in a truck that they lived in. Now, that's just way too much crowding.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the picture of the lady with the bird, she don't look like no stinking truck driver. But she is kind of hot.
What's this, trucking pets of all kind?
Well, yeah, but anybody can stick a sign around this face. I got AI. I can make that
picture. There you go. At least it wasn't. Never mind. I can't say that. That's racist, but... They're not eating. There's not a chicken there.
Yeah.
What are you trying to say, Steve? What are you insinuating? Are you trying to say that nothing would live very long in the truck?
I'm taking my hamburgers with me. But I had a dog that when I worked for one company, I was there 15 years, and that dog rode with me for 13 of the 15.
Well, I kind of understand your dog thing because I had a dog too, and I had a pickup truck. And if you got in my pickup truck to ride with me, you didn't get shotgun. You had to sit in the back seat because you were not giving up his spot.
Oh, you know, you look like a dickless wonder sitting in the back seat with the dog.
When I got my first brand new,
you're not giving this spot up.
When I got my first brand new Volvo VN, when they came out with the VN
style. Stop.
770 VN.
The dog would get up in my seat when I got out of the truck, look out the window, see where I went. And it had the door locks and open right here. If you push it forward, it locked them. Well, I found out that they locked. From him locking them.
Yeah.
But I got lucky and had a key in my pocket. Otherwise, I'd have been SOL. I could have been on the road somewhere, you know.
That's probably one of those tricks of the trade that people with pets, that's probably a well-known thing.
Yeah, put your keys in your pocket.
Yeah, because...
I just seen this dog sitting there in the car. I think it was a bulldog, and he's sitting there jumping on the horn while he's sitting there in the front seat and the horn blowing on TikTok.
I've seen that a lot of times.
I'm like, yep.
But pets are funny, and far as women in trucking too, a lot of women always have a dog with them. It seems like mainly for protection. I mean, it's always something big.
I've
German
told
Shepherd
Bill,
or a Rottweiler or something.
I've told Bill
which
this
is great. I mean,
and I've told Bill this so many times. Once women hits 35 to 40 and their kids move out and start their own lives,
they're
coming into their life, they need something to mother take care of, and it ain't gonna be you.
Damn women.
So you might as well move over. Mike, our buddy, our producer, is had to go over to a friend of his house because he's dog sitting next week for him, and he had to be walked around and shown everywhere they needed to go, and he has to be there every 3 hours. So next Saturday, he may be late for breakfast because he don't know if he can get away long enough to go have breakfast with his boys because he's dog sitting for this lady that won't leave their dogs home longer than 3 hours. Well, if you train them to pee for 3 hours, my dog would My dog could go all day while I was at work, never go outside, and he hated the rain. I'd open the door, and if it was raining, he still wouldn't go outside. He's like, I ain't going out. He ain't doing it. So I got to beat up on Mike a little bit because he's dog sitting next week. So it'll be funny. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be
funny. Bill, I don't know how I'm going to get to this, but anyways, let's throw it out there. Why is reverse cowgirl illegal in Alabama?
Let's have it.
Because you never turn your back on family.
Hey. Except I think that works better for Kentucky, but.
No, Alabama.
Alabama.
Hey, don't be saying that. I'm going to Alabama Monday. I'm actually
That's right.
Tomorrow.
You are going to down there to Muscle Shoals, yeah. Isn't you?
Muscle Shoals.
And then you're out to Connecticut.
This is one for you, Bill. They say during sex you burn off as many calories as running 8 miles. Who the hell runs 8 miles in 30 seconds?
Yeah, I'm calling bullshit on that one.
Mike said he's also watching the plants while he's dog sitting.
Are they growing?
I guess.
A little Miracle-Gro?
Huh? I don't know. He put it in
the... Are they marijuana plant?
Marijuana plant. My glaucoma's kicking in a little bit.
That's the other reason why, I mean, historically... Well, okay. When the wife and I were together before we had kids, we had no pets and we had no plants because we were just... If we wanted to just leave and go somewhere on a whim, we were able to do that, you know, and when you got pets and things like that, you got to get something. If you don't have somebody that'll watch your pets, and.
And the funny part about it, Steve, is he thinks when the kids are gone, they're going to go back to that. It ain't never coming back.
Well, it'll either go back to that or I will. One.
That's what he thinks, but that's okay.
Hey, Steve, David's had bad luck with women, and so he thinks that everybody's like that.
No, David chose.
I'm not even listening to you guys. I'm reading jokes.
I know you are. You're sitting there reading jokes. I'm watching your eyes go back and forth.
It says, what do you call sweat between two rednecks having sex?
Sweat between two rednecks.
Relative humidity.
Are you on the family joke here? Let's keep it in the family.
I get it, though, you know, because when you get down there and holler, sometimes you ain't got nothing but family.
And when he hollers, it just hits one side and goes the other. I understand. We ain't judging.
I ain't judging nobody. Just don't have any more kids. We don't need no more cross-eyed.
So are you going to Texas next week, Bill?
Yes.
No. Oh, Bill.
Yeah. I know you're not, Steve.
Yeah, somehow I managed. I managed to gain favor once again. I don't know what.
And you got a new windshield, bug free.
Well, I had a 13-inch crack. 13
child's
inch
play.
Crack. Boy, I had a 13-inch crack on the driver's side.
Yeah. And then he pulled his pants up and
Here's another
I'm
one.
I'm glad
for
I
you,
said
Bill.
Crack.
Bill, yeah. a customer walks up to an employee at a GNC. You won't believe this. There's a man over there sticking his penis in a container of protein powder.
Hoping it'll grow.
The employee looks over and yells, "No fucking way."
No.
It took Bill a second.
Way. W-H-E-Y. Dave still confused.
Yeah. Wait, what?
That's what they make the powder out of.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Oh, I know.
You think I'm stupid?
I am stupid. Hey, you know what keeps you from being stupid, guys? Right here.
There you
Clean
go.
Fire diesel.
Clean fire diesel fuel additives will keep your truck running smooth, purring like a kitten.
Get on there.
Gelling.
That was
Place your
as
order,
fuck.
And we'll give you the 3 Fat Trucker discount when you check out. Just
That's right, guys.
Thing.
Two for the price.
3 Fat Truckers.
Yeah, you get $10 off every case you buy.
Cool, huh?
That is true, yeah. And also... We're not promoting it hard, but coming up here, we have 3 Fat Trucker barbecue sauce, and this is regular. There will be a hot coming out, and there will be the 3 Fat Trucker rub. So you barbecue guys out there want to try something new, getting lots of good compliments on this from people. I did a truck show today. Several people at the truck show today was in Goshen 2 weeks ago, and... We had it up there on the counter for them, and they really enjoyed it. So,
Lord have mercy, that was loud.
So,
no,
Bill, do we hear it? No, Steve, do we got some truck shows coming up here? We're gonna go do. Here, let me get your gulp down.
I believe
hit him,
so.
Hit him right when he's drinking.
I believe so. Well, we got August 1st and 2nd in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm just doing by memory, Dave.
That's it.
1st and 2nd in Fort Wayne, Indiana, the International Harvester plant up there. Is it? What are they calling that?
They're calling it the Homecoming.
Harvester Homecoming.
And how many years have they done that one up there?
They've done it, I think, since the original plant closed there. Versions. They used to have it indoors, but now they moved it outdoors, and there's probably just as many international pickup trucks and scouts as there are semis now, and it's kind of a neat event. It's kind of fun to do, so just to see where you can get on the old golf cart and drive around and see where they build all this stuff, and then right after that, I think the 16th, we're going
August 16th in Nebo, West Virginia.
Yeah.
The Historical Society does their truck show down there.
I believe I was told
Malia today. Went last year.
I believe I was told today the guy's name is Chris that puts it on.
Is that right? Carrie was the one doing it last year.
Carrie, because the truck show is at today. She's a big part of that, and she was telling me yes. So,
yeah, I got Carrie on Facebook from last year and everything, and we tried to promote his show for him last year ahead of time, get some more people there. And Bob, there's a whole panel of people that's on the board there for that one. And I talked to Bob for quite a while. He's a chatterbox older fella. And Carrie will tell you, yeah, he'll talk your ear off.
It was
a good little show there. I mean, there's quite a few trucks. That was one where I found the one gentleman that pieced together an old Mack rollback out of, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 different vehicles to make one, but it was a pretty cool looking truck.
I remember that one. That was that black one.
Yep. Needle nose, like a 51 or 52 maybe. I can't remember for sure.
Well, I'm going to have our little buddy Bill, for you guys out there that want to keep interested. There is a website called the truckingshowlisting.com. I'm going to have Bill throw that up on the old website. So you guys want to go on there, and it's got map of the country, all the truck shows around the country, the weekend events, there's calendars, there's maps, there's directions. They tell you, and there's lots and lots of truck shows coming up.
The
old time big rigs.
Them two there in August are just the next ones we're going to try and hit.
Yeah, yeah. But this website, if you guys want to really go out there and find out what's around you or in the state, I'll fire this link off.
The big shows are nice. I mean, we love doing mats. These little shows you get to, I mean, you meet a lot of interesting people, and they all got good stories to tell. And there's old timers, there's new people. I mean, yeah.
Not getting anything on truckingshowlisting.com.
Here, I'll send you the link right now. Matter of fact, I'll just put it over the dam.
Is it truckshowlisting.com?
It's called Truck Show. It's called thetruckshowlisting.com.
Ah.
Forgot the.
And
then after August, I don't know how many more is left for the end of the year.
Well, you're not doing it right. Play with it with the other hand.
Yeah, it's thetruckshowlisting.com. Goes nowhere either.
https://thetruckshowlisting.com. I'm looking
list,
at it.
Not listing.
Mickey, you are so fine. Mickey, look around behind me. Mickey.
Yes. So that is good. That's an old
letters.
Yeah.
I don't remember how it goes for sure.
But anyways,
those are the next two shows in August coming up that we're going to try and hit.
And even this one, we follow a beautiful lady called Flatbed Red, and she has a listing, and she has some shows on there that are more a little local that are not on here.
She'll buy everybody free ice cream, and I didn't say that.
To be clear, everyone,
yeah,
thetruckshowlist.com is the website you want to go to, and I will link to that in the show's description. And in the show notes. So be looking forward to that.
I just put in truck show.
Be there, be square.
Yeah, be there and be square. Or don't. One or the other. Anyway, that's our show, folks. What do you think? Get a hold of us. Show at 3ftpodcast.org. Do me a favor. Start using 3ftpodcast@gmail.com. That will be sustainable over the long term. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, and X. And check out our TikToks. We are going to start doing a heck of a lot more on TikTok. It's not the easiest thing to do because they gamify it so doggone bad, and it's just for old farts like us. It's a barrier to entry. And if it was just one person making a show, it wouldn't be so bad. But since I have to pipe all three of us from different places onto the feed, then it's a little more complicated. So. Hopefully, well, I'd like to say by next week we'll have it up and running, but, you know, we got to iron out the details with that. Anyway, we will be back next week for a live stream. Catch that on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. If you don't catch that, we release on every other podcast platform and or including YouTube, 3 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time. Anything else, guys?
On Sunday.
Sunday, yeah, that's Sunday. Yeah. And
Sunday.
We'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
And a corn dog.
We will see you then. Until then, I'm Bill.
And this is your old man, Dave, just strolling out of here.
Hey, baby, sitting here, drinking beer.
Thanks for stopping by. Have a safe week.
Have a good one, folks. Yeah, I'm cutting that out. And that. And that.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.